Welcome to DreamPath. This is my second or third try getting on the air here. It must be the powerful energy that is going on here and the sounds that you're hearing. And it is the beautiful music of Brenda McIntyre, who will be our guest as long as we can get connected, as it were. Now, if we really are on the air, what I'd like to say right now is it's been a very interesting time how things have come full circle. Uh-oh. Oh, well, I'm hearing myself here, so I'll take that off. And there we go. We're having a lot of fun here. For some reason, I'm picking myself up as well. Okay, I'm just going to turn that off. And
Hi, Dennis, I'm here.
Brenda. Okay, we're
they
connected.
They got me in.
And are we on the air as well?
I think so.
Oh, good. Good. Well, you know, I think we heard the beginnings of your very last song on your CD, Spirit Connection, which
cool.
I just love. Spirit Connection is the where you're actually doing the drumming and singing. And so we brought that on during the connection time. And during that time as well, I was having it on my speakers. Welcome to our show. It's so good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to tell everyone how we got to meet with you. A good friend of ours, Lynn Jenkins, who was on our very first show way back in February. It seems like way back because so much has happened between then and now. And Lynn called us up a few weeks ago and said, I've just met this wonderful lady who does breath work. And, of course, Lynn Jenkins does that as well in her way. And it's known as, and Jared's going to tell me what it is,
rebirthing.
And I understand that, actually, you did meet up with Lynn very recently, just the other day, and got together. And how did the session go? Did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was more than amazing. It was really amazing. I know that Lynn is listening right now, and I am so grateful to her because I broke my foot back in February, and I haven't been able to walk right ever since. And today was actually the first time I suddenly was able to walk correctly, like easily. And
wow.
It blew me away. That was one thing. That was just today, and I mean, it was just yesterday we met, and also right after the session, all of a sudden my eyesight was improved, and I actually was going to the eye doctor right after this, and the eye doctor told me that after all these years, and I'm wearing incorrect prescription right now because my glasses broke, and the doctor said that I've had no eye degeneration at all. Which I know is
not
true because I know it has not been good with these glasses. It's been getting worse. And I told Lynn right away, I said, I can't believe this. It feels like I have brand new glasses on. I'm getting used to the prescription. It's just weird, yeah. But wonderful, wonderful session, and I'm really grateful and had no idea also how much my work really relates to that. I didn't really know. I've never called it breath work, and but I guess I've been doing that in my own way as well. Yeah.
Yes, you have, and that is something that we've been experiencing, both my co-host, Geraldine, and myself have had a wonderful experience listening to your CD, Spirit Connection, and the breathing, the breath, the meditation, the song, the drum, very simple and all together. Over the last few days, we've had a total commotion here with our electrical being changed in every room. And we would at some point just stop, put on the CD, listen to the meditation, and that really helped us. So thank you.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
Now, I was going to have our listeners have an experience of that meditation. Unfortunately, the email didn't get through for the MP3 for that, but that's okay. I'm sure our listeners will be able to gather that kind of sound and what they can experience with your healing practice. And you do this in so many different ways, but, you know, I'd like to go back grade 3 if I could. You had a vision.
Yeah.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. I'd love to. It's really cool because I'm going back to D.C., of course, for the tour, and it's going to take me right back. I mean, I'll have to go back to that neighborhood because growing up in a place called Dallas, and it's not in Texas, and it's like sort of a little tiny on the outskirts kind of place in near Kamloops, and it's considered Kamloops in D.C.,
right.
And I was going to school, and in about grade 3, I every day I would have this vision in my head of this image, symbol, some kind of a symbol, and I have no idea what, I had no idea what it meant ever for years, and I mean, I had it every day. I'd be walking to school, walking back from school, I'd have this vision in my head every day, and it was just there. It just continued to be there, and what happened is years and years later, of course, now, I mean, I'm 42, almost, and it's come to me in so many different ways. I had a song actually called Inspiration that if you subscribe to my newsletter, I give that as a free download, and Inspiration, it came to me with the original title Crack in the Universe, because that's really what it was about. And that's where all my songs come from. That's what I realized when I was singing that song when it came through. And there was that, and I had this different kind of a vision in my head, but it was, I didn't realize it was also related to this one. And until I saw this geode, this great big cathedral clear quartz geode in a store, and I went, oh my gosh, that's it. I saw my vision right in front of me. That's what that symbol was. And that's what it meant, and then realized it just all kind of flooded through for me. I got all these teachings just came through, and I had to write like a mad woman for a little while, and it was really amazing. And then the painting came after that. What was going on with all the teachings, I was amazed, and then we all of a sudden had free art classes at a place in Toronto called Native Women's Resource Center. And every Friday we were going to start meeting. And this was brand new, this class. And I'm not a painter. I wasn't anyways. I suddenly am. But I never was, I used to draw as a child, but I never was a painter. Did this, a couple of paintings. But for the first class, what I wanted to do, I wanted to have an idea of what to paint. So what I did was I started drawing. And I drew, the thing that I drew ended up being three sheets, actually, and it was sort of three phases of that same vision. And then it ended up being the Spirit Connection painting. And that's what the whole thing is about. It's like multi-layered and everything, and yeah, and the teachings just kind of poured out through the painting, through the, you know, all the visions that I've had and to do with that, and I knew what I was supposed to do, and I, you know, and then part of my class, I mean, I have my Seven Keys to Connection course now that it's all interrelated with the CD and some other things that I have also, like there's an ebook that comes with it, and I have a 7-week after course kind of thing by email that goes with the seminar, and all that stuff came through, all the teachings and everything came through, and it was all interrelated, and it just came easily. It was not me doing it. I know that I'm the sort of, quote, author, composer, whatever, but I know that these teachings came from spirit, and it's really amazing, and I feel, like, really humbled and blessed to be able to share.
Well, it came through in so many different powerful ways for you, in song, in drumming, in the way you do a meditation, in the way that, as you just mentioned, with the painting, which this become the cover of your album.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that correct?
Yeah, and what happened also in relation to that was, of course, the very first time that I did my Seven Keys to Spirit Connection course in Toronto with some people, I get everybody to set a goal, and my goal, I set one too, and my goal was to do this CD. I had no money to do it with. I had no resources, except I know the studio producer, and I figured she'd probably let me record. Props to Lisa Patterson at Imaginant Music, wonderful to work with, and she did allow me to start before I had the funds. And then that was when I got the award for Aboriginal Businesswoman of the Year. Had no idea it came with prize money, which was just about enough to cover the studio expenses. So, you know, and that's the way that this was supposed to work. I mean, I was using traditional teachings and the law of attraction and, you know, all of that, and that's what it was supposed to do, and so I had my own evidence, which was the idea. Yeah.
Yeah, this, what you've done, all of this has happened in a very small of time. I mean, like around 2006, is that correct? And all of these mm-hmm. things came in, including the award, well, you're a Juno Award winning singer, which is like the Canadian Grammys.
That was years ago. I've been singing for 22 years.
Hey, oh my goodness. Well, then this is almost a complete rebirth for you.
Yeah, definitely.
What you're doing now. And
I
know from listening to you, and I know when our listeners, they're going to hear what we've decided to do is put on Starlight in about 10 minutes so everyone can experience that that song and what you do. And the recordings are, although simple, are so clear and are so there. And that's why we got to play it, because the only way to know is to listen and to really be there with it. And I encourage everyone anyone who's interested to get in touch with Brenda. BrendaMcIntyre.com, and there's everything on her site that you can imagine, including how to get the CD, the various festivals and tours that are up, and all of those things. And also, if our listeners, you know, don't be shy, you want to call in, you can. And in the U.S., it's toll-free 877-70-8714. And in Canada, if the toll is working, and I understand it is, 888-228-4494. And for all others, it's 530-876-3223. So if you'd like to call in, please do so. You have a wide open window. You talked about how this came to you. I love when I saw a crack in the universe. That really communicated to me. I know you moved that to inspiration, but that's what happens when there's a crack in the universe. And it's an interesting description of how things open up in a very real way and an inspiring way, and how people, when you do your work, your healing work, I'm sure it has the same healing effect that you experience while you're doing it. When you're actually doing your music, when you're doing your meditations, when I'm listening to this, I feel that you're experiencing what you're actually doing when you're doing your music.
You're so right. You're so right, and that's why it works. I mean, it's like, yeah, I put the intent into the singing when I'm in the studio, which is really wonderful. Again, like, working with Lisa is so incredible because she is open-minded and also a spiritual person, and the thing is, I go in there and I smudge, and for those of you that don't know what smudging is, it's a way of purification ceremony anyways, and starting off things in a good way. And I would go into the studio every time with my smudge bowl and my sage and, you know, and light it, and we would both smudge, and every time, I mean, it was just amazing working together on this whole project, and everything I've done with her, it's just, but this one in particular has just been so healing for both of us, and yeah, I put my intent and prayer and energy into everything that I recorded and that I do, and it's not even just mine, it's just allowing, like Abraham Hicks would say, it's like allowing, just allowing whatever needs to come through, you know?
Yeah, it's so good to have another person who's at the other end of the controls, as it were, and giving you feedback, and is really there with you, because it really does make a difference who
yeah.
is recording you.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. It's interesting that you've been able to attract these individuals to you, and at exactly the right time, at the right funding, and all of the things. So it's not in about 8 minutes, we're going to actually hear something here. This is going to be great. When you you've had these visions, and as you were saying earlier on, it was exactly the same energy, but they seemed to change a little bit each time.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you actually
yeah.
got to the painting, it is the same feel as the painting, even though maybe the look of it has changed. So as this
yeah.
thing is going along, it is constantly changing. Yet it's the same. This is the feeling I'm getting.
Yeah, you're right. It's the same energy, and it's almost like just different layers or different levels of the crack in the universe, really, of inspiration, where I know that all of the inspiration that I get anyways comes from, and it's all, it's my experience of where source energy is flowing through. That's what that is. And so spirit connection is about getting that connection to that, to the source energy, whatever you want to call it, creator, universe, whatever you want to call it. But that's
yeah.
where sort of everything flows through. Yeah. And that's how I felt when I first sang that song. And I noticed that, like, it's a welcome. I use it as a welcome song because every time, you know, if I'm doing a circle or any kind of ceremony, I have to have a welcome song and a traveling song. And that one always brings in the ancestors and helpers in a big way and makes everyone else, like, if people were not in the circle yet, they're getting a coffee or getting some water or whatever, it would just bring
right.
them right in. There are
yeah.
some songs that are just, they do that, and this is, and I know that it's because of that connection. Yeah. So, and that'll
be on
my next album.
Well, you're working on a new album as well, or will be, I understand, in the fall after you finish touring and meeting lots of different people, which I'm sure will influence the next recording as well. But you
oh,
do
definitely.
Have something planned in actually recording and making I understand your fourth CD.
Yeah, it will be. My fourth solo CD, yeah. Well, I'm going to actually, fortunately for me, be able to do at least one studio session and possibly another before I set off on the tour. And interesting that my, I've done some things to myself here. I cut myself with carving potatoes one day recently and really messed up my finger. And the lesson in that for me, because I always find gifts, like, and people say that there's a reason that things happen. There's so many reasons that things happen. It's never just one. I find so many reasons, and one of them is I can't hold my drum properly and without hurting it. And so I need to use my shaker, and inspiration, crack in the universe, that's a shaker song. And so that's what I have to do.
the shaker. I can, yes. Beautiful. There are so many different layers.
And then on top of that, on top of that, my daughter, who has just turned 10, has said yes to helping me by drumming on my CD. So I'm so honored because she's so very young and she has excellent rhythm, and I know she knows the songs. And so I'm actually going to be able to have my daughter on the album with me. So cool.
That really is.
She's gonna help me out with being a drummer for this, but I'm still gonna put the shaker on it.
Well, the breath work.
Hello.
And keys of spirit connection. This is something that you, a healing work that you do, circle with others when you're touring. It is something that is on your CD, I believe. At least it's on ours, the one that we're listening to.
Hi, Dennis.
Do you accept as well from that? Because I'd like our listeners, again, all you have to do is pick up the CD and you'll really get it. Can you expand on that as well? It is almost 26 minutes listening to it. Is this something that could go on for hours or something like that?
Hello. Can anybody hear?
Hello.
I think someone's saying hello.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. Or is this a caller?
Yes, it is a caller.
Good. And who's calling and where are you from?
It's Allison calling from Oshawa.
All right.
Allison, so good to hear from you. We are. So Allison is a guest on our show a couple of shows back. Today is a cool day in Toronto, Canada. We are wearing our Creole Monday sweatshirts, and they're keeping us warm, and they have all these lovely written words inside. And we've needed the energy, and it's helping for tonight, so thank you.
Oh,
do you have a question?
I was actually wanting to ask Brenda. I noticed that in the write up, and I'm sorry I missed the first part of the show, but you talked about the deep appreciation for tradition and the importance of blessing our water and healing the earth. Are you going to be taking part in the Fire the Grid ceremony?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds like something pretty important for all of us to be taking part of.
Yeah, I totally believe. I think that's so important. And to me, if anything is happening, anything at all, like Fire the Grid, and for those of you who don't know, it's Tuesday, July 17th, 11:11 a.m. at your time zone. It's another time to take an hour and pray for the healing of Mother Earth and for ourselves. And I mean, I'm sitting here just getting chills even talking about it. Like, I know it's really important, and it's a time that's going to make a huge difference. And it doesn't really even matter what the subject is in some ways, because I've seen some comments and stuff and people wondering how important is this really. Well, if you think about how many people are going to think it's important and are putting their energy out, then adding your energy to that is only going to make things better. So it's amazing to think how many people all around the world are going to do that.
Yeah, it's in every individual way as well. And I think it's great with your drum work and the spirit you put into that. But it's also even for those who may not be connected that way and have that ability, just to bring some laughter and positive thoughts and focus that towards the earth is going to help.
Exactly.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're taking part of it.
Yeah, has to be.
That was it.
Brenda.
That was my comment for the night.
I'm going to
thank you,
Allison, and I have something to add to that.
What's
Brenda,
that?
Yeah. John Newsom of BBS Radio was very impressed with your show on Between Two Worlds. And Don Newsom, Winfrey are holding a Fire the Grid ceremony on Tuesday. It's 4 a.m. PST and 7 a.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time. They would be honored if you would pop into the show and maybe sing a song or say a prayer, if you're up that early.
Oh, I will be. I have to be up for it, yeah.
Yeah, because I
think it's
7
because they're
and
waiting for you. Put your energy into wiring up the grid, Brenda McIntyre style.
Yeah, email me and I'll be there.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's almost, well, a little past the halfway point, and I think it's a good time to hear some beautiful music and the singing of Brenda McIntyre. Michelle, if you can line up the song for us, and the title of it is Starlight.
Yeah.
beautiful song, Starlight, from the CD, Spirit Connection, and the singer, author, everything, the person who created this, Brenda McIntyre. And you can reach Brenda at her site, brendamcintyre.com. McIntyre is MacIntyre.com. Oh, that's beautiful. Huh. Are you back with us, Brenda?
I am back with you, yep.
Yes. Now, Starlight is a very special song, I understand.
Yeah, well, they're all like my children, my songs. That one, yeah, well, it's about being yourself, but the cool thing about it is when I got it, I often get songs in all over the place, actually, but this one came in my living room just suddenly, and my daughter was sitting here at the computer in my office, and I just kind of looked over there, and I said, what do you think it should be called? And she said, Starlight. So that's why it's called Starlight.
Well, it's a great way to have names come to you.
The wisdom of the children, that's right. Yeah.
Now you're going to be going on tour, bringing your healing, and really, as a medicine song woman, the healing comes through in your drumming and your singing and the vibration of what you're doing. And this is going to be so good for yourself and for all the people you meet, I'm sure. Now, on this tour, I understand you're jumping in a car with a friend because you don't want to drive.
I don't drive. I have no license. That wouldn't be a good thing.
I'm
very grateful.
Wow. You know, right at the beginning of the show, you mentioned it was grade 3 back in, well, Kamloops, as you know it now. So you haven't been back since that time? Is that correct?
I haven't been back since my daughter was one. And actually, I didn't go to B.C. I guess I did. I got to traipse around in B.C. a little bit. Mostly went to Alberta at that time. And, yeah, I haven't been back since. It's been hard. I am doing great, but I'm still, you know, quote, a struggling artist, trying to get rid of that acronym. But, I've been here. And the thing is, I'm going back to connect with the land, really. That's the most important thing for me. And with some new people that I... Some of them that are probably listening right now from MySpace and others that I've met along the way or, you know, been referred to by people. And it's just going to be such an amazing adventure. For me, a friend of mine, DJ Quay, who I hope gets to listen to this too, she's out west living in North Vancouver. And she's a multi-talented woman, owns her own business, very... At a young age, and she put out a CD, and actually we did a collaboration with a couple of songs, and I can't wait to hook up with her, and I feel so fortunate to be able to do this at this point, and because my friend Raven Crow is coming with me, being my driver, I'm coming with her, and she shares my passion for the land, and also for drumming, and just using your gifts to help heal Mother Earth and the water and ourselves, and so I'm really grateful that Raven will be driving me there. She's not just my driver, you know. She's a very close friend. We've become really good friends working on our businesses together, and by business I mean like we're both self-employed just doing this work, and it is
our
passion.
Are you doing your own website as well?
Yeah, sort of. I do my own website, and I've been fortunate in that, too. The thing about the law of attraction, I've attracted all these wonderful people into my life, and one of them is Charmalee Knox, and she does website design, and it's Charm, like Lucky Charms, charmweb.ca is her website, and she does actually a lot of healing people's websites, a lot of healers or... musicians and different kinds of people, yoga studios and that kind of thing. And I use I'm lucky enough to have her expertise and a little bit of knowledge that I learned through working at my last full-time job, and so she's helped me, and yes, I actually redesigned my website just a couple of days ago, and I love it. It has my original art on it now, and so it feels more me. Yeah.
Beautiful colors. When I was talking to you a few days ago, Brenda, you were saying that you actually listen to your visualization every night for a month. Now, I'm just wondering what kind of transformation came about from you doing that, because just in 3 days' time, I find I'm really going through a shift in consciousness, and I'm not listening to it before I go to sleep. This is in the middle of the day. So I'd be interested to hear your story of what drove you to that commitment and what actually transpired in that time period.
Interesting question. What happened was I was at that time... I had gone to full moon ceremony at Native Women's Resource Center, and Joanne Dallaire is the elder that was doing it at that time. And she always has something that she'll get us to do or think about for that cycle. And so we were told the teachings that she gave us. We were supposed to go home and do one thing different. Commit yourself to one thing and to do it every day. I think that's something like that anyways. And for me, my commitment, we were supposed to do something every day for the next moon cycle. And so that's what I chose to do. I was already kind of doing that every couple of days, and I thought I'll just commit myself to doing this, because for me it's about walking my talk. If I can't, you know, I'm not going to tell someone my stuff works and try and sell it and say it works if I don't think it does. So I need to know from my own experience with my own teachings and by using them that it works. And so that's what I chose to do. It was an amazing thing. I think it was 30 days, and I continued after that a little longer. But it was a really good thing to do. I one of the things was it helped me to sleep, because I had been having a really hard time sleeping, and usually can't sleep on my back because I used to have night terrors when I slept on my back, and so it's hard for me to do that. But that made it, I would listen to it and just then drift off into the song afterwards, which is why I planned it that way, put that song right after Spirit Connection, right after the visualization. Because it just kind of keeps you in the same mode, and you can just either drift off or you know it's over and you can get up when you're ready. But and I've done it during the day as well, and I think you're right about that. It's different if you do it when you're going to sleep, when you're lying down, as opposed to during the day. I think it's a different kind of an awareness level that I reach. It helps either way. When you're really alert and you do it, you know, during the day, and then you stop and, you know, you're still awake. It is interesting because it kind of brings up for me insights and awarenesses, and then I'm able to journal them out, as opposed to when I'm sleeping, I know I'm getting sort of a healing in any ways just by doing it and falling asleep to that. But it is different. So there are different ways you can use it for sure. And quite often, actually, when I'm doing that during the day, I'll start off with the anchoring the seven keys activity. Mm-hmm. And I like doing that because I find I get a big release doing that first, and then the visualization really kicks in. So it's really powerful to use them both at the same, you know, one after the other. So it takes a bit of a time commitment, but it's really been helping me. So, yeah.
Can you tell our listeners what the seven keys are?
What the seven keys are? Now I have to remember them all. Well,
I believe it starts with love.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, well, Dr. Emoto and probably a lot of the people listening will know who Dr. Emoto is. And if not, he is a water healer, basically, and understands the power of water. He would say that love and gratitude are the two highest vibrations that you can carry. And that was, and I actually have a song that I called Love and Gratitude, and that's the vibration that song carries. And it's really important to have that before anything else, because it's taking care of yourself, and it's also the whole idea of being grateful for what you do have. It changes everything. It makes everything that you want start coming closer to you, and it just, I don't know, opens the universe, I think, to be able to connect with you, and it helps you to connect with your spirit, because you need to have that. It's just so important. I can't stress it enough, loving gratitude.
In order to find passion, the desire, the focus, the clarity, for most of us, in order to really get there and to know what that is, to feel what that is, love and gratitude do need to come first, because that's where the clarity comes from. And you go through this in the seven keys, and I once again, I encourage our listeners to listen to this. I'm sure that both Jer and I will be listening to this over the next month. It is that worthwhile. It is about, what, 26 minutes or so?
Yeah, the meditation.
We were hoping
to
play about half of that during the show. But it is something that's enormously effective, and you're going to be sharing that with people on your travels. You're going to be having adventures, and we certainly would love to hear back from you when you return again. I know that when you're going out to beat the Derek White Sky Cloud, who had you on his show a few days back, Between Two Worlds. Mm-hmm. We'll be looking forward to meeting with you, and as others will be as well. So, but we'd love to hear about your adventures, what went on, and so anytime that you'd like to come back and talk to us about that, it'd be great.
That would be wonderful. I would love to.
And I'm going to go back to the old topic. I'm going back to the seven keys, Brenda.
Sure.
And the breath.
Well, okay. Yeah.
I love breath.
Yeah, love and gratitude. And passion. I could have put so many things here, you know. But the ones I wanted to focus on, passion, because I've seen this in people, and it's so cool. Like with my friend Raven, she... When we're sitting together and she would talk about the things that she loves doing, then you just see her eyes light up, and she just, her whole body changes. And you can see that in people when they have passion about something. And a lot of us suppress it, or it's been suppressed by other people. And for you to be able to bring it out is not easy for everyone. But when you can, it changes how your energy is completely. You know, if you can have passion for just something, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it, you know, it's because your spirit is naturally going to connect with you because of that, because it just can't help it. And you know, that whole thing about inspiration, and you're just connected to source energy when you're in that passion, when you're just loving what you're doing. And that's why I'm so grateful too, to be able to do what I'm doing, because I've had passion for singing all my life, for drumming all my life. And I just love being creative and stuff. And to think that I could actually do that and help people with it is just incredible. I love it. I love to be able to do this, and I feel really blessed and grateful. And then the next one is desire. Number four is desire. And again, similar to passion, you have to have a desire strong enough that you're going to really work at what you want to do, because it's not like we can sit there and go, la, and it's going to come to us. You know, there's stuff that we have to do, but if you have the passion, the love and the gratitude, and then you put desire into that for what it is that you want, then it's almost like nothing can stop you. When you're in those moments of having those things, nothing can stop you. I mean, that's what it's like to be in the middle of a painting if you're an artist, or in the middle of catching a song. For me, when a song is coming through, I'm present, but at the same time almost not. And it's just like it's almost indescribable, but it's just being in that moment and being able to connect to your own spirit and just trust whatever's coming, you know. And sometimes it comes in different packages too that you don't expect. Like I said, I hurt my finger, but now I'm going to do a shaker song in the studio, and so many other things came because of that. But yeah, desire. You have to really desire what you want. And also, because I know Abraham Hicks talk about that a lot, and it is really important. It's an important part of the law of attraction too. And focus I put in, because you need to be able to focus. We can get really excited and think, well, I want $1 million and I want a new car and I want a boyfriend or a girlfriend and I want this and I want that. And then you're all over the place, and you need to be able to focus, because we're so used to thinking we can't get what we want. A lot of us that, and I can speak for myself personally, you know, that I can't sit there and think that I'm going to get all these 100 things just like that spontaneously and instantly. And then the next day when it doesn't come, I'm going to go, well, that didn't work. And it didn't, and it won't. So if you can focus on something that you really believe that could be possible, doesn't have to be 100%, yeah, I know I'm going to get that, can be close. Then if you can focus on that one thing, then you're very likely to get that one thing if you use all of the seven keys, or if you use the law of attraction, you know, and really believe that you deserve it. And then clarity, be careful what you wish for. It's really important to know what you really want, because, I mean, I don't know, a very easy example, you could want $1 million, but did you ask the universe to take it from the bank? You know, you want to make sure that what you're asking for is really, really what you want. And sometimes you'll get, I mean, I've gotten things that were really, really close. Like maybe I could have done an event, but for some reason I can't make it that day. And then that's okay, because I go, well, then the universe is listening and they're giving me what I want, but I should have told them what day. So I should have said what days I'm available, you know. So it's always, you know, and then you just refocus and get more clear about what you want, right? And then the commitment is really important. Like I said about the 30 days that I did my visualization every night, it's something I've committed to, and if you commit to it, it puts things into action when you commit yourself to do something. And it doesn't matter if you, oops, I forgot one. It's okay if you forget, or, you know, if you procrastinate or whatever. But if you put that commitment out and then you keep, don't give up just because maybe you messed up one day or whatever. Just keep going anyways and go, well, I committed to do that, so I'm going to keep doing it. And so what if a couple of days got skipped or something? And just don't beat yourself up over it. Stay committed anyway, you know.
Yes.
And sometimes things will shift. And who knows, maybe you'll be on another path, but because of the commitment, you were able to get there, you know?
So true. Thank you, Brenda. You know, this time has gone by so quickly. We did get on a little bit late, but I do want to play a song of yours called Amazing for our listeners as we're ending the show. And it is amazing, as has been talking with you this evening. Thank you so much. What? Oh, yes. Thank you so much for being with us and joining us, and we certainly would love to have you back again.
Well,
I'd like to say to our listeners, at any time, go to BrendaMcIntyre.com. You'll be glad you did. I'd like to say good night and in the traditional First Nations way, Miigwech.
Miigwech.